Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with amazing happy feelings.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Happy Feelings by Frankie Beverly and Maze. I woke up this morning and I felt so happy. My feelings, I was in my feelings, family, and I was happy. Every cell in my body was reeking and I felt happy. Holy Spirit, thank you this morning. I just want to thank you this morning. For another day, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning. As we move into the presence, inviting the stillness into this right now moment, remembering I am, you are, God is. I am, you are, God is. I am, you are, God is. I am, you are, God is, and so it is. And as we move into the stillness, becoming intentional about the breath, I am, you are, God is. There's something powerful about the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe, family. I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe together. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. I am. You are. God is. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. I am. You are. God is. last time. Let's pray. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. I am. You are. God is. Thank you, God. As we come into this one mind, one spirit, I am. You are. God is. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am. You are. God is. And as we come into the consciousness of all that is, knowing that nothing can stop you. And as we move into the consciousness and the frequency of money, into the prosperity consciousness of money, recognizing that money is another form of love, another expression of God, and we give thanks for the expression of all forms of money substance in this right now moment. We give thanks. Thank you, God. As we recite with Reverend Ike, our master of money prayer treatment, giving thanks for the consciousness. Money is an inside job. And together, we can create the life we desire.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now.
Right here.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life. I deserve it all. God wants me to have all of the goodness of life.
God wants me to have all the.
It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
It is God's good pleasure. Give me
all of the riches of life.
All the riches.
Health, happiness, love. Success, prosperity, and money.
Success, prosperity, and money.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
With no reservations.
With no reservations.
I opened my mind to money.
I open my mind.
The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power.
The being,
of the
doing,
mind.
Having power of God in me.
The being, doing, having power of the God.
This is
in
real
me.
Money.
You see, this is real money.
This is
money.
The money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every
that
form
I need
of
more.
Money. That I need, want, and desire.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I absolutely see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a happy
person. I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a
loving person. I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person with lots of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
Oh, I thank you, because I see myself with all the money I want and desire for every great cause.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with
certificates of deposit.
Certificates of
deposit. A big investment portfolio. I see myself having money making money.
I see myself having money making
money. Money making money.
Money making money.
Money making money.
Money.
It feels wonderful.
It feels
good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying
the goodness
of money. Thank you, God,
for money
in me,
for and me. All of the goodness of life.
And all the goodness
now
of
open
life.
Your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. And as we continue to move in this day with gratitude, recognizing that the more gratitude we give, the more the universe, the Most High God, and however we name this gift, this energy of love, it continues to bless us. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And you can speak your way out of any dilemma. You can love your way out of any situation. Remember, the power is in you. And so as we continue to move in the consciousness, you see, several people called and say, you mean we experienced some money situations. And I just want to remind you that money is not a money problem. It's a mind problem. And so as we continue to bless your money substance, and continue to bless your health and wealth, remember you have the power to speak, think, and feel your way into the blessing. And so as we continue to feel the blessings of God in our life, I want you to move from your head and into your heart right now and just experience the consciousness of money, the consciousness of God, reminding you money is another expression of God's love. You are an expression of God's love. You are the highest expression of God's love. And so, as we continue recognizing that you are all that God is, I am, you are, God is, I am. You are. God is.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Thank you, God. Thank you. And as we continue to move forward, we give thanks for the money blessing that was sent by Harry L. Reed from the Unity Village Church. And together we recite this beautiful money treatment, reminding us that the power to transform and to heal our lives is within us. Mother, Father, God, I thank you right now for this money symbol, the symbol of your love and bounty, silver, gold, and paper too. Lord God, I thank you for plenty. As I bless the contents of my money substance in all forms right now, God, which with wisdom I disperse, Holy Spirit, Most High God, let me be a steward so true, sharing my good just as you do, Holy Spirit. Bless this substance by your word of spoken thanks forever heard, God. I just want to bless it right now for its use, God. Gladly shared without abuse, Holy Spirit. Mother, Father, God, I thank you for this money, the symbol of your love and bounty right now, God, knowing that divine love blesses all of my money substance in every form and keep it abundantly filled as I open it both to give and to receive, Holy Spirit, knowing that the contents of my money substance are always blessed, and I express wisdom, love, and great judgment in handling my financial resources and all to whom I give, and all to whom I express wisdom, love, and great judgment. I thank you right now, God, for the opportunity to be a blessing as I am blessed. Father, Mother, God, I give thanks right now for the anointing of Abraham, God. Thanking you for the opportunity to be so blessed, God, that even the blessed call us blessed this morning, God. I thank you for the opportunity to be anointed with the anointing of Solomon, Holy Spirit, not just for wealth, but the wisdom to continue moving your kingdom on earth forward, God. I just give thanks right now for your wealth distributorship, God, the power to distribute your wealth on this planet, God. Thanking you right now, God, for everything I touch, God, that you have anointed my hands, that everything I touch not only turn to gold, but platinum gold, God. That you have anointed my thoughts, God, that every thought I think will be your thoughts. Every word I speak will be your word, Holy Spirit. That you have given me the eyes to see with spiritual 20/20 vision today, God. That I only see the way you see, Holy Spirit. Bless our eyes this morning. Bless our ears to hear the melodic sound of only your words, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's heart. speak to somebody's mind today, God, as we bless our lives this morning, as we anoint our body temples this morning, giving thanks for the expressions of you in all its forms, knowing that these body temples are clothes of your spirit, Holy Spirit, and that we are all expressions of you in the many different, beautiful, various forms of you, Holy Spirit. You said in your word, we were made in your image and likeness, God. You said in your word, it is he that gives thee the power to give wealth. You said in your word, it is he that gives richly all things. You said in your word, Holy Spirit, that all I had to do was ask. You said, I had not because I have asked not. Today, God, we come before the throne, calling forth all the forces in this universe, calling forth our ancestors right now, God, knowing that we walk never alone, God. And so today, we thank you for our ancestors. We thank you for our angels, our archangels, our ascended masters and master guides and spirit guides that are always right here cheering us on, God, leading us and guiding us in every area of our life. And for this today, God, we give thanks. For this day is a gift that you have given to unfold however we desire. Thank you, God, as we rejoice in the gift of today. Amen. And so it is, God. And so it is. Whew, good morning, family. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janina and Ingram. That's me. Yes. I'm super excited. We're going to talk about a couple of things today, about releasing and forgiving, the prospering power of love. We're going to even start off with Reverend Knight talking about how to protect your mind, family, your happiness. He talks about the enemy. Inner me. Where's the real enemy? The only enemy is you. Nothing can stop you from being all that you desire on this planet except you. Let's listen, and then we're going to come back in, and we're going to talk about how to release all of those things that keep us from the highest good. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. Of all the places you could have been, you chose to be here with me, and what a powerful place to be, to eat from the spiritual food of the Most High together. Thank you.
You are divinely authorized and empowered above all things. All power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. All power in the highermost realms of consciousness is subject to the command of the mind, who knows his God-given divine power of authority. All manifestation, earth, is also subject to such a mind. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over, notice this, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Aren't you glad to know that? Now, here's a heavy one. Buckle your seatbelt. Pin down your wigs. The only enemy that you have is your wrong thinking. Thinking, believing that you have an enemy. The enemy belief. Listen to this. You have to give somebody the franchise to be your enemy. Nobody can be your enemy unless you franchise. I had a very interesting situation with one of the new television satellites that we've been testing on. They said that they could not give us a contract, only a week-to-week arrangement, because a certain minister bought that station. Right away, the intellect clicked, and I remember I heard him on television one day talking about Reverend Ike. The intellect said, uh-huh, that he bought it, huh? Well, you know, you'll be the first one that he's going to bounce off. Then I said, now, wait. I've got the power. What have I been going down there preaching and saying? Wait a minute. I said, now, in the first place, I am not going to give him the franchise of being my enemy. Now, please listen to this, because this will kill all your enemies. See, the children of Israel were told when they went into a certain land to kill them all. Now, that doesn't mean going with guns and knives. It means kill out the enmity that's in your own mind. It means to kill out the belief of enemies out of your mind. That's what it means. Every belief that anybody can do you dirt, kill out that belief. That's what it means to kill your enemy. So I'll go out here shooting people saying, well, Reverend Wright told me to kill my enemy. Kill the belief and love the person. Here again, the person can only do to you what you give them permission to do. So I said, I'm not giving him permission to be my enemy. And so I'm just loving him and blessing him. I'm not going to call his name out loud. I'll call it in my mind and let's all just bless him. Come on. I'm going to call his name in my mind. Now with me say, we love you. And we do bless
I love you.
And we recognize that you too are a child of God.
And I recognize that you too are a child of God.
And we know that you're a child of God. Because we know that we're children of God.
We know that
even though you may not know it yet. And so we love you, love you, love you. We bless you, bless you, bless you. We bless all the hell out of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So you see, that's the meaning of what I told you of Jesus' saying about handling your enemy quickly. Agree with your adversary quickly while you're in the way. You see, so I caught that right while I was in the way. Yes, sir. See, because if you don't settle with it while you're in the way with him, what happens? It goes down into the subconscious, boy. And the heart becomes deceitful and desperately wicked. And you wonder where all these SOBs are coming from. Now, don't you ever forget that? The very moment that a conflict comes up, a situation comes up with somebody, what are you going to do?
Bless him.
Agree with your adversary quickly. Wait a minute. No, I'm just not going to have this type of adverse thinking. See, that's what the adversary really is. The adversary is not another person. It's adverse thinking. So it actually means get out of adverse thinking immediately. Whenever adverse thoughts come to your mind, get back into harmonious thinking quickly. Get back into harmonious thinking quickly. Say quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly.
Quickly, quickly, quickly.
Someone has said falling down may not be so bad if you get up quickly. All right. Stop making your good, your happiness, your success conditional. Just give yourself permission. Authorize your happiness, your good, your success. Stop thinking, feeling, and saying if, when, this, that, or they change, I can be happy, successful, or have my good.
Uh-oh.
And people refuse to give themselves permission for things for so many strange reasons. Well, today is Monday. I can't give myself permission to be happy today because this is Blue Monday. You remember Fats Domino's? Wreck any of you kids? Remember that? From way back. Blue Monday. Oh, how I hate Blue Monday. Have to work like a slave all day. Long before your time, Ruth. See, you have to watch the world mind. Man, you can get so many good reasons for not giving yourself permission. So it's Monday, so what? I am that I am. It doesn't matter that it's Monday. What matters is who I am. The Lord says, I am with you always. That includes Blue Monday, too. And if you know that, Monday will no longer be blue. Stop thinking, feeling, and saying, if, when, this, that, or they change, I can be happy, successful, or have my good. Now, I'm going to ask for some confessions. How many of you have ever conditioned your good upon this, that, or them? All right. We're going to fix that, too. Stop using conditions and circumstances to block or delay your good. Stop refusing yourself the good that you desire to be, to do, and to have. because of condition. And I take this quotation from the American philosopher Will Rogers. Repeat it after me. A man is about as happy as he makes up his mind to be. Isn't that interesting? As a matter of fact, all of life depends upon the way the mind is made up. Everything is made up in the mind. Say that.
Everything is made up in the mind.
Now that's a whole volume in capsule form. Everything is made up in the mind. Say it.
Everything is made up in the mind.
And if you don't like the batch that you are having to contend with that you made up previously, make up another batch and know what you're putting in it. Then you know what to expect. If you give yourself unconditional permission to be, do, and have the good you desire, things will cooperate with you. Out of your way or get run over. Nothing shall by any means hinder you. Let's do some work in two areas. Yes, instructing the subconscious to bring about the good that we desire with ease, comfort, joy, and love, without hassles and heartache and pain and suffering. Of course, some people believe that all of that is necessary. All right. I wish that you would lay aside every condition mentally. Just lay aside every condition. And do nothing but give yourself permission at this moment. All right. Repeat it after me. Right here and right now.
Right here. Right here.
I give myself unconditional permission.
I give myself unconditional
to be, do, and have.
To be, do, and have.
The good that I desire.
All of the
things,
goodness I desire.
Conditions.
Things.
Circumstances. And other people.
And
have
all the
nothing
other people
to do with my power.
Have nothing to do
to
with
be,
the
do,
power
and
I've been given. To be,
the good that
do,
I
and have the goodness I desire.
I am divinely authorized.
I am divinely authorized.
Ooh, did you hear that?
Did you hear that?
I am divinely authorized.
I am divinely authorized.
To be, do, and have.
To be
the good that I desire.
All of the
I am divinely authorized to be happy.
I am divinely authorized to be happy.
And right here and right now.
And right here.
I
and right
give
now
myself permission to be happy.
I give myself permission to be
happy. I don't need anybody else's permission.
I don't need nobody else's permission.
To be happy.
To be happy.
All right. Now, I give myself that permission.
I give myself permission.
I give myself that unconditional permission.
I give myself that unconditional permission.
So it is.
And
thank
so
you,
it
Father.
Is.
Thank you, God, in you.
Thank you.
If you will give
God
yourself unconditional permission, you can make it. That's all. Everything else will get out of the way. Even when problems come up, just remember, look, I give myself permission.
I give myself permission. Woo! That was some good stuff, wasn't it? I give myself permission. Nobody else can give me permission. I give myself permission of how I want to live, be, and do, and have my being. Nobody else can give me permission. I don't need anybody else's permission. All I need is my own permission. Sammy, I want you to marinate on that. I want you to marinate on that idea right now, that you can give yourself permission to be, do, and have all that you desire. And so as we move into more of the lesson, I'm going to run through this, give you a few little more things that I want you to think about as you move through this day. We can never love enough. Charles Fillmore has written, the more we talk about love, the stronger it grows in the conscious. And if we persist in thinking loving thoughts and speaking loving words, we are sure to bring into our experience the feeling of that great love that is beyond description, the very love of God. I am love, Father. You are love. You may trust love to get you out of your difficulties because there's nothing too hard for it to accomplish for you if you put your confidence in love. Love is a healing power. Part of the spring season is the religious observance of Lent. We usually consider that period of praying and fasting would symbolize a time of preparation for the resurrection of new life and beauty in one's personal world. And the reason why I bring that up today is because I want to talk about the power of forgiveness and release. See, there's nothing more powerful than love on the planet. Nothing is more powerful than love. Not that attachment, not control, not that thought that, oh, I love her or him and I want them to be. That's not love. Love is unconditional. Love is free. And forgiveness is one of the directions how we get there. It's the path to the freeing presence of love. Now, we've been talking about all this week, how to be prosperous, how to live a successful life. Charles Fillmore wrote a book called Prosperity. If we find that our finances are clogged or out of order, there's nothing that enough love can't do to heal that. But it must first come from forgiveness. He talks about that in his chapter on indebtedness, how forgiveness will free up our finance, how forgiveness will shift and change the trajectory of every disharmony relationship, whether it's our marriage, whether it's our children, whether it's at work, wherever we are having some disharmony, forgiveness will open it up. You see, as we tune into the healing power of love, which makes you whole in your mind, your body, and affairs, in your affairs, these special ways are the act of release, the act of forgiveness. Perhaps it may be a surprise to you to hear that release and forgiveness are parts of love. Yet when you find that other phases of love have not healed some troublesome condition in your life, you may discover that it's because you have not invoked the releasing, forgiving phase of love. Khalil Gibran might have been describing these two important phases of love when he wrote, "Speak to us of love. Even as he loved is for your growth, so he for your pruning. Think not you can direct the course of love, for love, if it finds you worth, directs your course." What he was saying here is that love will lead you if you allow it. You've heard it said that love is a many splendid thing, but often when the pruning power of love is at work in your life, you may have felt that love is a many splintered thing. When you are willing to release and forgive, the splinter or the thorn in the flesh is transformed into a splendid result. And you will find that love is able to direct your course to a greater good. See, it's through release and forgiveness that you break up, cross out, dissolve, and free yourself from all the disharmony and memories and attitudes and behaviors that has limited you or bound you to not experiencing your highest good or limited you to less than the highest and best in your life experience. You see, the free and forgiving attitude raises your good and brings it to life. It invokes the healing power of love through freeing and forgiving the experience of your past and present. And you will find yourself on your way to your resurrected good. You see, release is another form of forgiveness. See, it's the spiritual law that you must forgive if you want to demonstrate over your own difficulties and make any real progress in life. Many people consider forgiveness an unpleasant word, but it just simply means to set free, to liberate, by giving something positive in place of or something for something negative. And I want you to think about what's holding you right now. What is it that you've been able to unforgive? What is it that's caused you to keep playing out that same old song, find yourself in the same situation over and over and over again? Many of you know my story. Many of you know how I was sitting in that middle of the bed crying. And that book flew open to forgiveness. And I said, no, God, I don't got nothing to forgive. I love everybody. God said, write down everything you like about this relationship and everything you dislike. And when I wrote down everything I dislike, God said, when is the earliest you can remember? And it went back all the way back to my childhood when I was 7 years old, sitting in that window waiting on my mom. My mom was hooked on drugs. I'm in foster care. But I knew she was going to come anyway. I knew she was going to come because it was my birthday. I knew she was going to come because I thought she loved me. Today I knew she loved me. But I didn't know that drugs was a stronger force than love, and her addiction was stronger than the love that she had for me, and that she wasn't able to show up. But I didn't understand that as a kid. So when I went to sleep that night and not hearing from her, not getting a call come or a write, I felt like I wasn't important to anybody. I felt like I wasn't loved, and I felt abandoned in so many things, everything that I had wrote. And the very thing I told myself that night, deep in my soul, was the story I live. How many know the story we tell ourselves is the story we live? Stay with me. The story I tell myself is the story I live. The story I tell myself is the story I live. And as we see the song that we play out in our life that keeps showing up and keeps showing up and we can't figure out why, what is the story you're telling yourself? What is the story you keep telling yourself? You can never lose anything through forgiveness and release. Instead, when we forgive, it opens the way for a freer, more satisfying type of love to develop, where everyone involved is able to give and receive love in a more harmonious way. Release is a form of forgiveness that we all need to practice. And let me tell you, this is not a destination. You see, when I started out on this journey of forgiveness and love, I thought, ooh, when I get there, and I never got there. Because it's never up there. This is a journey and not a destination. You never lose. That is what is for your highest good under any circumstance. And when it seems that you have lost something, it is because it's no longer the best thing for you. Though you may feel that it is still best, you have actually outgrown it, and the pruning power of love has released it from you. Realizing this, you are able to free and open your mind and heart to receive your new and higher good. Setting others free means setting yourself free. When you feel bound to other people, their attitudes, their behavior, and their way of life, is because you, perhaps unconsciously, binding them to you, and then you begin to feel bound, chafing against the very bondage you have caused. Always you yourself hold the key to your freedom from your bondage. Let me say that again. You yourself hold the key to your freedom from your bondage. You turn the key to that freedom when you release the personality, the problem, or the condition that you think is clutching you. Remember, you are the master, never the slave. Say it with me. I am the master, never the slave of my circumstances. I am the master, never the slave of my circumstance. And you become victor instead of victim when you dare to speak the word of release to the personal thing you think is binding you. You are your own bondage made manifest. Say that. I am my own bondage made manifest. I am my own bondage made manifest. You can become your own release made manifest too. So if you are your own bondage, you your own release this morning. The answer is you. the answer is you. Here's the affirmation. I release you now to your highest good. I love you, but I release you to complete freedom, complete health in whatever way is best. I am free and you are free. I release you right now to your highest good. I love you, but I release you to complete freedom, complete health in whatever way is best. I am free and you are free. Ron described the loving attitude of releasing marriage. He said, love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let there be spaces in your togetherness. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone. Stand together, yet not too near. He described the loving attitude of release toward children in these words. Now, this is one that is for me right here. This one right here is for me. Your children are not your children. They are your sons and daughters of life longing for itself. They come through you but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may house their bodies but not their souls. You may strive to be like them but seek not to make them like you. That was one of my biggest lessons on the planet. I had to learn how to release my children to the highest and best good. Not to my highest and best good, but to their highest and best good. You see, you think you could love something in a way, but that's not love anymore. When you control them, manipulate them, or try, or figuring, or forcing, then it becomes no longer love. Help me, Holy Spirit, in my ability to release my children was my prayer. And I had to say this affirmation right here. Father, Mother, God, help me to fully and freely release my children right now. And so I would name my children name by name. Asia, Natasha, Ingram, I fully and freely release you right now. I loose you and let you go to your good. The good of one is the good of all. And I would bless each and one of my children. A lot of times when our prayers have not been answered, it's often because we need to practice release. And I had to learn how to release other things, not just my children. Lack, limitation. I had to learn how to release people. But my children was my biggest one. And so when your prayers have not been answered, it's often because you need to practice release, release of some person or situation, financial or health problem. Often it's not an enemy you need to release. A lot of times it's people we call our friends or relatives or husband, wife, children. If we practice release, the situation will solve itself. Your good will always be resurrected. You see, forgiveness is a very important type of release and a most important form of love. When you practice forgiveness, you experience the healing power of love. You must forgive injuries and hurts of the past and present, not so much for the other person's sake, but for your own sake. Resentment, condemnation, anger, the desire to get even or to see someone punished or hurt are things that not your soul, that are not, that will rot your soul. It will rot your soul. Let me say that again. Family, resentment, condemnation, anger, the desire to get even or to see someone punished or hurt are things that will rot your soul. They bind you to many other problems which actually have nothing to do with the original grievance. Emmett Fox has explained, when you hold resentment against anyone, you are bound to that person by a cosmic link, a real through mental chain. You are tied by a cosmic tie to that person, that thing that you hate. The one person perhaps in the whole world whom you most dislike is the very one to whom you are attaching yourself by hook that is stronger than steel, family. I fully and freely forgive. I loose and let go. I cast all judgment, resentments, criticisms, and unforgiveness upon the Christ within to be dissolved and healed. The prosperous truth shall set me free to meet my rich good and to share my good with others. That's an affirmation. I fully and freely forgive. I loose and let go. I cast all my judgments and resentments and criticisms and unforgiveness upon the Christ within to be dissolved and healed. You see, the prosperous truth set me free to meet my rich good and to share my good with others. When we hold resentment toward another, we are bound to that person or condition by a cosmic link. And forgiveness is the only way to dissolve that link and to be free from. And since we're all expressions of God, really there's nothing to forgive. They have not really failed us or disappointed us or let us down or shamed us. They may have stumbled while crossing our pathway, but they were expressions of God who temporarily lost their way. If they crossed our pathway, it was because they needed and wanted our blessing. They were unconsciously looking for us to be steadied and set right. Our progress has not been hindered, no matter what they did or did not do. They could not keep our good from us. They crossed our path by divine appointment, even though they seemed to hurt us for a little while. When people bother us in any way, it's between their souls. It's because their souls are trying to get our divine attention and our blessings. And when we give them that, they no longer bother us. They fade right out of our lives and find their good elsewhere. Charles Fillmore described in A Sure Remedy for Resurrecting Health, Wealth, and Happiness. Bless your problem. Whatever it be, with the thought someone like this, I now release you, bless you. Divine love is adjusting our lives and its problem. Realizing this, I abide in peace. Every person who thus allies himself with the power of divine love creates a bit of heaven on earth. That's from a pamphlet Charles Fillmore wrote called A Sure Remedy. Charles Fillmore is the Unity School of Christianity founder. And I want to leave you with that. But the resurrecting power of love is in you. The resurrecting power of forgiveness is in you. It is our divine nature in the image of God to live the greatest life ever. By just simply remembering to love, to release, to forgive. That's my message. Any questions, comments, concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 on teleconference line. And I want to remind you, August 4th is the 11th annual Sunrise service is going down, family. God said it's going down. It's going down right here in Chicago, and I want to see you there. Don't be square. Come, family. I'm super excited. 11 whole years. And I want to remind you today to put it on your calendar. Invite your friends. Invite your family. We're going to have an amazing time. I got some surprises for you, and I'm super excited. 11 whole years, family. All right, that's my message about forgiveness, about releasing, about loving, to live our best life. I'm living my best life. And I'm not going to go back and forth with my inner me, meaning the enemies inside me that don't want me to forgive and let go. I'm not going to do that because the best life came when I was able to let go, when I was able to release family. It's powerful. In releasing and letting go. Give yourself permission today to be happy. Give yourself permission in anything that's bothering you. Turn it over to love. Turn it over to the present and know you can live your best life today. Okay, no questions, no comments. Just want to remind you again, August 4th is going down right here in Chicago, Illinois. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. No, no, no. 11 whole years. Can you believe it? I mean, 11 years. And I just want to thank each and every person who assisted, who have volunteered, who showed up, who gave money, resources, and however, or prayers, or lots of love to help us make it to this point in our life. Because of you, I am. Because of you, the love journey is. And say again, of all the places you could have been, all the places that you could volunteer, all the places you can share your resources, you chose to believe in a vision that was downloaded to me. And because of my profound gratitude this year, I want to show you a lot of gratitude for your love over the years, even when I didn't know how, even when I couldn't see why. I thank you for your vision, to believe in the vision that was downloaded in me. And so today, from the depth of my soul, profoundness of my heart, I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I promise you love never fails. Reminding you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice now. Remember, not just live, but not just dream, but live your God-sized dream. And remember, the power is in you, and it only works if you work it. You've been tuned in to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. This is Kim. For the free family, we meet today. Let it go. Let it set you free, girl.
Don't you wanna go, girl? Yeah.
Love will set you free, Father. Remember, forgive, release, and let it go, because love will set you free. Have a phenomenal, amazing, love-filled, money-filled, joy-filled, happy-filled, amazing day. You get to choose. Give yourself permission. Love you.